For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly. Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan.
Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England, and yes, the Viking himself, Matt Messing.
Woo!
In the house.
In the house tonight.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Well,
been
busy. I splashed boating up here in Nia Bay, I guess, for the weekend. And so I called you up and said, hey, man, we got stuff to talk about. What do you think about joining me in the studio?
Well,
behold, here you are.
Figured I'd take a day off of flying.
This would be why you're no longer working with me in the field. You're far too busy. Matt Messing is joining me this evening. Co-host duties and a lot of great content to get through with him. So, is that right? That would be a problem. Oh, that's what I'm hearing. Okay, let's do that right now.
There we go. That sounds a lot better. Thank you. All right. May have started this over now. Moving on. Hey, if you're joining us for the first time, especially here on Root Sports, want to take some time, jump over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. There you're going to find a lot of insightful information and, of course, some coupon codes to take advantage of. Edgerods, FHN20 at checkout at Edgerods. You're going to save 20% on all edge rods all the time if they're not previously attached to another reduced special or pricing. And, of course, Phelps Game Calls, Fish Hunt NW10 at Phelps Game Calls. 10% off all calls throughout the entire year. Simply click on those coupons, and it takes you right to the websites to order your stuff. You're sitting on an edge rod right there for your Lincoln fishing.
Got one right here,
if
baby.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So, Matt, I asked you to come in studio tonight. You've been out there on Puget Sound pounding some Lincoln, and we got a number of Puget Sound fisheries specifically that we're going to delve into this evening. Currently going on, and as we roll into the season, things to look forward to. Lots of good content with you tonight, so I'm very, very excited that you're here. Before we jump too far along here, there are a number of things happening. So we have the second installment of the Lower River reopening for Spring Chinook. They actually even bumped that by one more day. It was supposed to open Saturday through Monday once again for second phase, and then we get another weekend next week. But they're opening it tomorrow, Friday, the 24th through the 27th, and then, of course, June 12th through the 15th. Lower Columbia open for Spring Chinook. Fishing's been pretty good. Weather window this weekend looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, typically Memorial Day weekend is like the kickoff of camping and
it's the outdoor weekend.
It's the outdoor weekend. So we got things to look forward to in that regard. And, of course, just around the corner, we'll probably get into it next week. Summer steelhead's opening June 1st. Happens to fall on a Saturday this year. So there you go. Saturday, June 1st, summer steelhead is opening. Unfortunately, up north, for the entire Snohomish system is closed until further notice. The Skycomish has a delayed opening this year, which has really got a lot of people kind of a little bit bent. Opening's delayed until June 15th, so we don't get the classic June 1 opener. And then it's only open until July 10th. Real short season for Steelhead on the Skycomish based on numbers and the anticipated return. So, all right, running down the show, we got a host of things to get through. Obviously, Matt Messing is in the house. Mess Around Fishing Charters. Puget Sound Lingcod, live bait. Matt, you absolutely love doing that, as do I. Breaking it down for you and keys to success. Then we'll come back with Matt with Mess Around Fishing Charters. And if you can't go with the live bait, you got to go artificial. What's in your presentation and what you need to know to find success in that regard. And then if you missed it, we actually finished up the 2024 fourth annual Kids Trout Derby here at Summit Lake. Once again, it's a big success. We're going to bring you some video content that we shot during the event, show you exactly what you may have missed. And then we'll come back after that break, wrapping it up with the Kids Derby, thanking our sponsors and showing you just how all this comes together. Please stick around while we walk through that, because I know you're going to enjoy that content. It's a great event. ESA permitting complete. Fisheries have reopened and additional opportunities soon to open. Also, folks are asking, so I'm going to give you a little update on my boat build just to bring you up to speed on that. And then, of course, we'll get back with Matt. Hey, June 1st, as I mentioned, not only Summer Steelhead, but Resident Coho Area 10 is just around the corner. What you need to know to be successful getting set up for that, because it'll be here before we know it. Resident Coho Puget Sound. And then we'll come back and close out the show. So, yeah, lots going on. We got Steelhead to look forward to. This Chinook fishery, spring Chinook fishery in the Columbia, just continues to go. And Jordan and I and a few others, we're going to jump down there with Josh Carlton again, I think Monday, Memorial Day. We're going to actually go target spring Chinook and Steelhead in the Columbia because, well, they're there. You guys are already getting some summer Steelhead, so why not?
Yeah, take advantage of the opportunities, man.
We'll double dip on that day. All right, don't go anywhere. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk with Matt. And live bait for Lingcod. If you've never done it, you need to pay attention because he's got all the answers to get you set up to go find success. Lingcod on Puget Sound with Matt Messing. Mess Around Fishing Charters after the break right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company could build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England and Matt Messing, Mess Around Fishing Charters. You guys are all familiar with him, Viking Outdoor Productions, I guess in your former life.
It's in former life. It's kind of been put on hold.
Moving on. Yeah. Anyway, hey, you've been out there, Puget Sound chasing lingcod since the opener. Now, that opens May 1st. It stays open through June 15th. We get 6 weeks, one fish per person.
Yep, 26 to 36
inches. And finding some nice sized fish this year.
It's been a good season this year. The population, I think, is doing really well out there. And we've been doing pretty good. It's been a little scratch fishing on some of the days. We've really had to work for them, but sure. We've been finding most of them in the end. And a lot of the other guys out there have been doing really well, too.
So a couple of years ago, Tommy and I were out there with you. We did a little live bait presentation that day, roped into a good number of fish. And you've been doing the live bait thing. And I mean, previous years, you even had you would go out and catch your bait and keep them live there in your boathouse and just...
I got a little bait pen in the boathouse. A little
bait pen there. But for folks that aren't set up, can't do that. And they don't have a live well in the boat. They think they can't fish live bait. Talk a little bit about how you go out and find your bait, get your morning going, and then how do you keep them alive so they're going to be good swimmers? We don't want to put down dead lethargic bait. We want
them alive, right? Yeah.
So what do we need to do to secure that bait and then try to keep it alive on the boat?
You know, so I'm fortunate enough, I've got a live well on the boat. Yep. So mine are living in that. But if you don't have that, if you got 2 5-gallon buckets, you can do this. Go out there, go get yourself any kind of sabiki rigs. Mm-hmm. You know, Walmart, West Marine, Sport Co., probably the best spot, you know, for the variety of sabiki rigs you're going to want for the different size baits. But these flounders, you know, I'm using a size 5 hooks for them, and they love them.
Yeah.
So go out there, go look for those sandy bottoms. I've been finding from 65 to 95. You know, kind of the deeper the
on your depth.
The depth's been working really good for finding kind of the smaller. You know, you want flounder about the size of your hand, guys. Like the smaller, the better on these things.
Bigger than your hand, it's kind of like.
Yeah, bigger in your hand, the link I'd kind of play with them a little longer. They chew on them more. You know, I find the smaller the bait, the more committed that these fish are to really just grabbing at and taking off with.
How much lead you got to drop below that sabiki rig to get it down?
I'm using a 3 or 3 to 4 ounce little cannonball on the end of that sabiki rig, and just
bounce the bottom,
back troll a little bit. You know, just keep those lines nice and vertical. You know, you're gonna have a lot better time getting those fish up off the bottom.
It's like jigging on a vertical presentation.
You know, so you go out and get some flounder, right? Just swap the water between the 2 5-gallon buckets every so often. You know, the flounder are going to be your hardiest bait out there.
They're going to last the longest.
Some of the other baits, like the shiner perch that you're going to probably catch around the docks before you leave, those are a little tougher. You got to kind of take care of them a little bit more. They're a little more sensitive.
Sabiki rig down and all this stuff, right?
Yeah. Sabiki rigs for those, you know, the size 3, you want that tiny little hook. Gamagatsu makes a great size 3 little fish skin.
Yeah.
Just like the little white feather hooks. Those are the rigs you want to use perch? For the piling perch.
Yeah.
The shiners.
Those little shiners work great. I know we used a number of them. We used herring too.
We got lucky that day. We had like 6-inch herring pools that were hanging out in the marina, and I caught as much as I could.
You got a ton.
And if you guys can get live herring, you could almost guarantee you're going to go home with fish that day because they absolutely annihilate. They fight over those
herring. They love herring.
They just inhale them as soon as they get in front of them.
If your bait's not doing so well, not swimming real strong, dropping dead bait down better than nothing.
Better than nothing. There's been times where we couldn't find the small flounder. I've actually just taken frozen herring and cut plug them, you know, let them roll just like so you would for a Chinook or something. Yeah. And I just drop them down there and I'd let my drift kind of go a little faster than normal. I wouldn't try to keep my lines as vertical. Like a slow troll going on across the bottom. And I just let them roll down there. And I've had luck doing that on some of those tougher days.
Talk about the setup. You're fishing a slider rig, a cannonball of XYZ amount of weight and, you know, 4 or 5 foot leader.
I like using, I've got a 6 pound ball here, you know, a 6 ounce cannonball. It's all hooked up on a slider rig.
Okay.
You know, cause when these lingcod take that bait, you know, the first thing you want to do is lower that rod tip. Right. And you want to give feed this bait them, to them right. and feed them. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, pop you that free drag, spool a little. Free spool, start feeding them line. Yep. I tell my customers, I say, give them as, I don't care if you snag bottom while you're feeding a fish. I'd rather us have that opportunity for that fish. You know, so just drop it. And so that lead will hit, and now you're giving them line. And so that fish, those lingcod will pick that bait up, and they'll start swimming away with it. And they don't feel nothing pulling back on them.
Sure.
So they're more committed to just grabbing that, starting to eat it and swallow
if
it.
If you're fishing a fixed lead, you're not able to feed them like that and give them that non-resistance presentation, right?
Yeah, that fixed lead, they grab the bait. As soon as they pick it up or pull on it, they feel somebody tugging back. And so those huge mouths open up quick. They can spit every last hook and everything comes out of that mouth.
Even with all them reverse teeth they got in there. Yeah. What size hook are you pinning those baits on with?
For the flounder, I'm using anywhere from 5-aught to 7-aught hooks.
Okay.
You know,
hook or double?
Double hooks, you know. Yep. So the first hook right through the lower jaw, out the top of the nose.
Okay.
And then the second hook just right on top of the back.
Through
the skin and out. Yep. So it's kind of sitting up there vertically.
Yeah, you don't want to hit the vitals. You definitely don't want to punch the brain or an eye or something. You want them to swim strong.
Find a nice little spot, kind of scratch the tip of their scales off, and then just get the hook right through the top of the
How are you pinning those herring so they swim?
Yeah, the herring and the shiners right through the top of the dorsal.
Just right on the back.
High in the back. Perfection loop so that hook can freely spin around.
Yeah.
You know, circle hooks on those guys as well.
Okay.
And those are probably like 2-aught, 3-aught, 4-aught, a little bit smaller hooks, but they work great.
Is there a so we are looking at tides going into this week. We got pretty soft incoming tide. We got a huge ebb, man. I mean, these things are cranking. Depending where you're at in Puget Sound, 11 to 13 foot tide swing.
Yeah.
It's just dumping. The currents are going to be like a river out there. But when you're moving with it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
there's definitely areas where you really want that movement to really cover ground.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot more. And then on these softer tides, there, you know, there's a lot of other spots where you really want to just hunker down.
Yeah.
On the, you know, spot lock.
Kind gotcha. Of.
Just lock, get on that spot, beat it up until you either get your fish or they don't want to play that day. And then you move on to the next spot
mm-hmm.
and really just, you know, anchor it. You know, don't anchor. Sorry. don't anchor. I didn't mean anchor that.
Don't anchor.
Just keep your boat hovering.
All right. We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back. If we're not successful going out and finding our live bait, we're not doing live bait presentation. We're talking about some soft plastics, grubs, some alternatives that we can use in Puget Sound to find success on these ling cod. More of that, artificials, when we come back after the break with Matt Messick right here, Fishing Northwest.
Allied, the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy-gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
Sportco, an outdoor emporium, is the largest local outfitter in the Northwest since 1975, providing thousands of people affordable outdoor gear. This summer, make your next outdoor adventure more affordable by shopping at our warehouse-style pricing. We are a local Scotty dealer offering sales, service, and repair. Located in Fife and Seattle, come visit us today. The outdoors awaits you.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England and Matt Messing, Messing Around Fishing Charters. Hey, a lot of you guys are chiming in here, messaging and whatnot. I'll try to get to as much of that as I can during the break, but keep them coming. Keep the questions coming. It's good stuff. Matt, so I'm not, yeah, you know, maybe I'm not successful or don't want to deal with the live bait thing and just, you know, plastic rubs, scented gulp plastics and, rubber lures and things are kind of a way to go with a lead jig head.
Yeah, your standard lead heads, you know. Yeah. And the big guy, I like using the six inch sculpts, you know.
Yeah.
Nuclear chicken's kind of a good one.
So
you're white and your chartreuses. And
we're out in the ocean and we're jigging up ling cod. You know, we're hitting bottom, come up a couple cranks. You kind of got your folks doing the same thing out there. You fish around rock structure and stuff. What are you looking for on the bottom, first of all?
A lot of hard bottom rocky stuff. You know, I've pulled a couple big boulders up, you know, snagging those big anemones so far this year. So you kind of get to see, that's what's down there.
That's what's down there, sure.
But yeah, I've got them bouncing, constantly bouncing. You know, just keep in contact with that bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, like ringing that, like you would a pipe jig, you know, just ringing that dinner bell, just making noise, trying to either entice one to bite it because it looks good or piss one off, you know.
White has been synonymous for years.
White's great.
In a lot of different fisheries, right? I mean, in ling cod, it's no different. It works in the ocean, works in Puget Sound. I mean, if I got to pick one, is that going to be your kind of go-to? What about glow? We're fishing at what depth typically are you?
70, 65.
Yeah. We're
pretty shallow in the Sound. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to fish deeper than 120 feet.
Correct.
So, and a lot of our kind of reefs and stuff that we got around here are 65, 55, mm-hmm. you know, they're pretty shallow. I really don't use anything glow. You know, I've got all the lead head jigs I use are that root beer color.
Yeah.
And then none of the grubs I have are glow. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It's just something I haven't needed. You know, I'm spending all my time live bait fishing these things.
You are, yeah.
I usually give out a leaded head of jig if somebody gets tired of just holding the bait still, you know.
Gotcha. Give them something else to do,
you know, a little something different.
Some guys are scent fanatics, ling cod or predatory ambush style type of, you know, predator. Yeah. I mean, there's no downside to scent.
I've put it on some of the jigs before, just playing around, you know, experimenting, which is the fun of fishing, right?
Yeah, like
try stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really noticed anything. I don't feel like ling cod are much of a scent creature, you know.
Sure.
It's more of
an ambush
kind of a
they're
thing.
They're a visual thing.
Visual.
So do you ever rig them similar to your live bait, dropper slider rig and a big type of paddle tail or worm tail type grub out there just floating around spinning on a dual hook rig up, you know, so that it has like a lot of movement versus just a vertical jig situation?
I've tried that. I've kind of took what we learned walleye fishing
That's right.
And supersized it. Yes. I got these big five ounce, you know,
walkers
yeah, that yeah. I used 1 year, and I put some Max Lure the spin blades on those, the smile blades. Yeah, with a couple of those on there before, and I had a little bit of luck, but nothing too big to where I'm like, this is the new way of doing it, you know.
So. This is the new creation. You know? More so, like sticking with what works. And yeah. Obviously, your number one go to is a live bait. Yeah. And number two would be a vertical jig style,
presentation. Yeah. Using a fluorocarbon leader on those guys. I you don't want to tie your braid directly to your jig head. You know, especially when you get snagged up. It's just not.
You get that jig head into them rocks down there and don't come out, and you're directly braid to it.
You could snap a rod pretty quick if you're not paying too much attention.
Well, you're fishing clients too, so building in a break point in your system is always advisable.
Yeah.
I do see guys running that braid directly to your jig head. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it. It's just, you know. Do what you want. But, live bait, obviously, number one, they're so aggressive on that, especially when you get a herring down where it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it doesn't take long.
and then, of course, the vertical jig presentation and, the motor oil or the army truck or just some of those darker colors, believe it or not, work pretty well. But, the old adage is, when all that doesn't work, take it all off, put white on.
Yeah, can't go wrong with the white.
Probably got to find something, right? Yep. So, pretty straightforward. We still got some great opportunity for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got a lot of days left.
Weather windows look pretty decent. We'll get through this big tide set here this week, and the tides will settle down a little bit. But, one thing about big tides is it also just flushes and moves a lot of bait around, so they get pretty aggressive and active too. Right on. Okay, we are going to jump out for a quick break. I got a treat for you. Don't go anywhere. Want to show you some content that we pulled this last weekend with that kids derby. So stick around. Jump back in studio here after this break right here, Fish Out Northwest.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands. If not yet, you haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves. New dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here in studio to New England and Matt Messing. So, Matt, this last weekend, we were scurrying around trying to get it all in and ready to go. And sure enough, we pulled it off. Fourth annual Fish on Northwest here on Summit Lake Kids Trout Derby. And we may have been down a little bit in participation. I think we had about 150, 155 kids, which was down a few, but still pretty good turnout. I think the weather was unpredictable. I mean, we've been blessed prior to going into this. We've always had amazing weather, like mid 70s and almost too hot. And then, day before it was blowing like crazy when we're setting up, and that morning it was blowing a little bit, and but we got it all in, and right as we're getting into the awards and stuff, we did get a couple showers torrenting down on us and wind blowing, and had to cover up all the electronics, and it was a good scramble. Little scramble, but first time successful in getting professional guides to join us and get the kids out in boats on the lake, and I mean we're talking about exposing kids in a boat on the water to their first fish.
That's awesome.
So when you talk about exposure to fishing and recruitment and making lasting memories for these children and just get them all excited about fishing, plus they go home with so much stuff they cannot just stop not looking at it every single day. So there's a reason for this, because we're trying to pass it on and bring up the next generations of kids to get them excited about fishing. And so we really try to make it so well-rounded. The trout pond at the facility, which all the little kids are, enjoying. DFW did an amazing job. And then we got the guide boats. And we got all the persons who just participate in recreational fishing anyway, bringing their boats and doing the deal. And, it was it was a great day, lots of fun had, and we shot some video. And if you aren't aware of what it takes to put this all together, well, we're going to show you a little bit of that right now.
I have to start off, take a few minutes, and thank all our sponsors. So please bear with me, because without them, this isn't happening, okay? So, local family, Mike's Plum Street Automotive, Mike, Jan, and family, Stephen, you guys have been with us for all 4 years, just absolutely supporting us. Can't thank you enough for all that you do for this community. Sulzer Products, Sulzer Family, Ray and Kathy, you guys are awesome. Thanks for your donations and the help to get this going. Kelly Gustafson, 4 years commitment of printing our posters that go out in the community, doesn't ask anything in return. I mean, it's that type of community support that helps us get this going. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, Kelly, thanks so much for supplying the trout pond. Did you kids have a good time in the trout pond? How awesome is that, huh? Fishing in an aquarium, that is just magic. Ryan Elwell, Mission Outdoors, serving up all the food. Who ate some food? If you can find it within your wallet to do so, anytime you can donate to Mission Outdoors, because they provide so much care and take care of our veterans in this state. You have no idea how many events they are involved with each and every year, take care of our veterans, and we need to give those people as much support as we can get. So Mission Outdoors is a place to go. Olympia Nissan, once again, Jordan, great job. Any of you kids get to shoot Nerf bullets at little animals? Yeah, who doesn't want to do that? Washington State Guide Association, Bobby Kratzer, you guys killed it for us. Who got to go fish in a guide boat? Anybody? Handful? Yeah. So we're getting you in boats, getting you on the water, getting you into fish, getting you to have a good time. Washington State Guide Association made that happen. Partners in the industry, all these prizes and things that we see. We got the Sport Show, Sportco, Silver Horde, Gold Star, Nomad, Design Tackle, Lancer Jigs, Potsky Bait Company, Max Lure, Brad's Killer Fishing Gear, Herod Outdoors, Yakima Bait, Western Fishing Operations. That's a host of sponsors that we get to work with in this industry, and it's folks like them stepping up that make all this possible, okay? And of course, a huge thanks, anybody that's here today volunteering. Joe Clayton, all you guys, even Santos pulls it in here and steps up for me. Anybody that volunteered, boat captains, Mike, Bobby, and Josh, outstanding. I mean, again, this is a lot to do, but with a small army, we can get this done every year. So I can't thank the volunteers enough. They expect nothing in return. So it's all on them. That's why this is successful. Also, huge thanks to my wife for putting up with me. This doesn't get stressful for a married couple. Not a single bit. So if anybody wants to try and pull this off, we can tell you how to do it and keep your marriage solid. So separate bedrooms. Again, Kratzer family, outstanding. So nice to have you guys. God bless you. Good friends of ours that helped out a ton this year. Janet Jones, face painting. Who got their face all painted up? Hey, look at little butterfly queen. Janet, thank you so much. She came up to me last year at the event, said, you know, would the kids like face painting? I think, yeah, kids love face painting. So a few of you adults could step in the ring too, you know. And of course, our local Boy Scouts, Fire Department, Chief Johnson, a crew, and our Thurston County Sheriff's Department. Outstanding that you guys are able to take some time, come out here, represent your community. So give all those folks a huge round of applause, please. First up, biggest trout. Hi. Jonathan Morales, 1 pound, 1.6 ounces. Yes, Jonathan wins big trout. Get the gold medal on, you get your tackle box, your net, your fishing pole.
And I got a picture right here.
Yep, Dad's coming up to take a picture too. Turn around, Jonathan, hold your fishing pole. There we go. Second place, Raymond Whittem. 1 pound, 1.2 ounces.
Stand right by the board so we can see your name.
Raymond, come get your second place biggest trout.
All right, welcome back here in the studio. So what'd you think about that?
What an experience those kids got.
How about that event? Huh?
Dude, I don't remember anything as cool as that when I was a kid.
So, in coincidence, yes, completely 100%. So, Thomas Dahlin, Tommy's a little guy, he wins First place trout pond 2 years in a row.
Jeez.
Like, you can't, this is not, you know,
it's staged. Rigged.
It's rigged. Not rigged in any way, shape, or form, but this? He shows up, he throws in. I tell you what I did, that trout pond, I put together some of those little salad shrimp, added a few things to them, ooh, added a little pink to them. And first thing I got there in the morning, I started tossing a few in the tank. Just like piranha, it was out of control. But yeah, that worked pretty well. Kids were catching a lot of fish in the trout pond, as you saw. Don't be confused by that. I mean, the trout pond is there at the site for kids 5 years and under. And then even in the guide boats that we had lined up, if you were between 6 and 14, you could fish in the guide boat. I believe we took 18 to 20 kids fishing in the guide boats. And then a bunch of kids were with their families. And, you know, it's great seeing moms and dads and siblings, everybody joining in on it and just having a great time. And the weather hit. We had to kind of mass exodus on the prizes and everything. But everybody went home with stuff, and credit to the adults that showed up, because they opened their wallets and we have the adult raffle bags that generated $1,600 for next year's Derby by selling the adult raffle. Yeah. So it's reciprocal. It just kind of goes back into it. We figured we had about 150, 155 kids this year. We're still shooting for 200, man. That's the goal. Next year will be year number 5. And I think we're going to get there, because we're going to even start promoting it even earlier. So appreciate everybody that came out for that. The event just gets bigger and bigger each year. The sponsors are amazing. And it's because of their generosity and all our volunteers. Sherry and I can't do this on our own, right? So it took a small army of volunteers to get it done, and it came together. So hope you enjoyed that. Going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, there's some fisheries that are happening now and in the very near future we need to discuss right here after the break. Fish on Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit, just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat, and, you know, big part of my success.
All right, welcome back here in studio to Win England and Matt Messing, Messing Around Fishing Charter. So June 1st is going to be here before we know it.
It's going by fast already, yeah.
Rather the coho opportunity.
Season's down here.
Boom, like open the gates, here we go, right? Now, last year was a humpy year as well, but as far as resi coho in June, not too bad.
Last year was an epic resi coho season. It was so good. They shut us down to one fish. I mean,
because we were
catching even 7-8 pound resi cohos.
It was
towards
phenomenal.
The end of June and stuff. It was fun. Yeah, amazing.
We did very well running a lot. You know, why change if it's working? I mean, those Bratz mini cut plugs, absolutely killing it.
The cut plugs were just on fire.
It was amazing. I
mean, stuffing those things with the tuna, with the, you know, the Plotskys, krills, you know, just that little tint of pink.
Yep. So
looks like little krill bits kind of coming out of that thing. And it was awesome.
They're feeding on krill. Yeah. They're feeding on the small herring spawn that's, you know, early on in the spring, right? Yep. And so matching the hatch, I'll use the Ace High Fly Juniors in the pink.
Yep.
Because it looks like a little krill, or use the herring aid, little Ace High Fly Junior, and you know, put a little smile blade in front of that. Boy, that's worked well. One thing I really like to do, Jordan, I like to do up there is take our kokanee gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll use the 8-inch dodger or flasher, and you know, smaller presentation. And man, you get those 3, 4, 5 pound fish on those kokanee rods. It is a kick in the pants.
Even just, you know, the 2-3 ounce banana lead with one of those cut plugs. You know,
good
about
point.
6 feet hanging off the back, just on the surface out behind the boat.
Works well.
I've caught some of the bigger fish of the year on those rods, just hanging out on the top.
Starting out, I mean, you already mentioned when you're out lingcod fishing that you're seeing some rollers and jumpers already.
So. Yeah, I've been running between 9 and 10, and I've been seeing some decent fish jumping around already. Sure. So I've got some high hopes of what's to come.
I seem to do pretty well finding them like 30 feet, 35 feet and less at times. I mean, they're way up in the water column.
Yeah, I think at times like 45, 70 kind of start becoming like my magic numbers, you know, on those downriggers.
Yep.
And then, you know, the surface rods, which are like 15 feet below. And
if
it's
you
kind of the stagger I like to run.
If you had to pick two colors of those Bratz cut plugs, the minis, we're talking about the mini size. You can run the kokanee, but I'm telling you, the mini size gets it done all day long. What's your two go-to colors?
Was it Twisted Sister mm-hmm. and then Seahawk?
Yep.
They're kind of the two like I run.
Ran them constantly.
Yeah, all that, the time. I run them till the paint's falling off the things, you know.
And they still work.
And they still work.
Yeah, Twisted Sister, Seahawk, and then the new one that will be coming out because we fished it in the original skinny, and I had the prototypes in the mini cup plug last year was the Mountain Rose.
Yep, I'm excited to run
that Mountain Rose too. Absolutely yep. killed. If you guys can find those in the store, the Brad's mini cup plug, Mountain Rose, is going to absolutely kill it. And you mentioned it, the tuna we mix up. I like to put some of that Potsky's nectar, that pinkish red
egg juice.
Because as you said, they're feeding on krill. So when that tuna is dispersing out of those cup plugs in little fine particulates, it's got that kind of pink red look to it.
Yeah.
Looks like small plankton or small krill in the water, which I really think adds a difference. And of course, you put in the Firepower krill powder, give it even that little bit of bump, and it seems to work pretty well. So
yeah, they love it.
I'm excited for that. The coho fishery is one that we always look forward to. Of course, I won't have a boat for the whole month of June. So
I got to
look at your calendar
for you.
Figure out where we can fit it in, and probably go make some content because it's hard to make content without a boat, right?
It's hard. Yeah.
So
hard
to go fishing on the boat. We'll get Scotty Boy back up there. We'll get some resident coho.
Yes, so, we will.
Something to look forward to, and hopefully you guys find time to get out. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. Close out the show.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted one brand to guide you towards living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Affiliated Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Professional to interpret your needs and help you find the home in which to live your dream through every stage of your home buying or selling process. And through every stage of your life, there's Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here in the studio, Dwayne England and Matt Messing, as we wind it down. Hey, one I forgot to mention earlier as we're running down our list is the Marine Area 11.
Yeah.
June 5th opener.
Chinook.
Yeah. 22 inches or bigger, and of course, adipose clipped or selective. So, great opportunity. It's open through June 30th. I'll be curious to see if we make it.
See how long it goes.
See if we can make it. See if we can get through to the 30th without going up against either a sublegal encounter or a wild encounter or any of those encounters that get us off the water way too fast, right? I guarantee there will be good participation in that. Somebody made a comment on here. There's probably going to be in excess of 300 boats participating in the bubble fishery up there, 8-2.
Yeah, like I said, it's growing.
You know, they open it up. People want to fish. You got the time. That's the problem with minimal opportunity in these openings and closings, and just, you know, you just move the fleet around basically.
Yeah. So, with some of these newer openings, I mean, it's looking like they're kind of spreading us out a little bit. They're trying, you know, it'd be nice if there was a little more spread on that, but
for sure,
you know, be nice to each other out there.
Yeah. It's be cordial.
We're all struggling together here.
Hopefully if we really have a fantastic year productivity wise with our resident coho fishery, that they allow us to continue to keep two fish.
Yeah.
That would be nice. You got openings and stuff coming up that folks can get a hold of you?
Yeah, I got fishing all summer long. So messing around fishingcharters.com. You can book online now. Just go in there, hit the book now button, select what day you want, and what time you want.
I strongly encourage folks to jump on board with you and get out there on the water in Puget Sound and spend a day. Resident coho Chinook opener, July 13th in your backyard, right?
July 13th?
I think so. I think it's July 13th.
July 13th.
I got to look again.
I got to look again.
Start booking your Chinook trips. Start booking your coho trips. Thanks so much for jumping in, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Good to come hang out again.
We need to get on the water. All right. Going to do it for us this week. Take advantage of it this weekend through Memorial Day. Get on the water. Enjoy. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here at Fish on Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally,
Go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.